Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the chart.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Good evening. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. Thanks for tuning in. And the current show you tune into is called Canada Post Rock. It's going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening, playing a lot of varied mixes of music for you. A little bit of ambient, a little bit of post rock, and a little bit of louder stuff towards the end. If you want to hear anything, though, give me a call in the booth at 604 822 2487. And starting off the program was a Eastern Canadian group called Sissy, kind of a loungy electronica. And I think they're based from Toronto, and you heard a track called On My Own. You can check out more info at sissytheband.com. Some new stuff into CITR, and it came out on a record label called 4 O'Clock Sun Records. So if you want to find out some more info about the show, just head to the show's website at canadapostrock.ca, and there's all the podcasts, playlists, and just track titles in case you missed what I was saying. Also, don't forget CITR.ca is everything you need to know about this lovely radio station here. You can find out how to volunteer, you can listen to podcasts, all sorts of stuff. So starting out the set tonight, you're going to hear something from Big Sur, and this is a... not the city in California, but it's actually a side project of a member of M83, Lisa Papineau, the female in M83, does this project with a girl named Juan Alderette. And I remember when the last album came out, something like in 2006, back when I was first starting as a music director at CKXU. This is one of the first few albums I got to check out. The first Big Sur album came out in 06, and it was on GSL Records, but they haven't put out anything until now, so 6 years later they got something new out, and it's on Sargent House Records, from the album called Before Gardens, After Gardens. You can hear a track called, I do believe it's called Rains, and then after that you can hear something from M83 themselves, kind of a shorter track called Bright Flash, or This Bright Flash, and it's featured on the new soundtrack to the movie called Chronicle. If you've checked out the trailer for that, it looks pretty good. Looks sort of like that video game called Prototype. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here, and this is a set from Big Sur and M83 right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
On the edge of life, the later night, the later night. All the ocean wide, the later night.
You're with Saturday, February 16th, there's nowhere you'd rather be than the Biltmore Cabaret, an ultra-local show featuring Chains of Love, Lost Lovers Brigade, Villa Kula, and Slim Fathers. Featuring Winnie Cooper DJs, Tristan Orchard, and Wobangs. Doors are at 8, and tickets are only $8. Again, that's Chains of Love, Villa Kula, Lost Lovers Brigade, and Slim Fathers, all at the Biltmore Cabaret, Thursday, February 16th. Chains of Love at the Biltmore is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock. And you just heard a track from M83 featured on the new Chronicle soundtrack. And prior to that, you heard another side project of a member of M83. I should say it's mainly her project. It's mainly this other girl. She, Lisa Papineau from M83 contributes to Big Sur. You heard a track called Regions, and it's off the Before Gardens and After Gardens album. It's out on Sargent House Records, and they've been putting out a lot of good stuff the past couple weeks. You can hear some more stuff from Sargent House Records, and the show is coming up. But we'll just keep going with some more music on the program, and you can hear something that I played it quite a few months ago when it first came out, but I just recently picked it up last week when Silver Mountain Zion played. And that's Ephraim Manuel Minuk's solo album called High Gospel. I picked it up at the Silver Mountain Zion show for super cheap. It's a really, really nice vinyl, and it comes with the CD. It's just really, really nice packaging. Constellation always does a great job on their vinyl releases. You can hear a track called Kaddish for Chesnut. And this is sort of a dedication to Rick Chesnut, because they did some touring. Like, some members of Silver Mountain Zion played with Vic Chesnut's live band prior to his death and his final tour. And he put out his last couple albums out on Constellation Records, so it's a nice sort of dedication to him. After that, I guess we'll see what we get to, but for now, this is something from Ephraim Emmanuel Minuk right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Born in Nairobi, Kenya, David Nandi Othiambo moved to Winnipeg in 1977 before eventually settling in Vancouver, where he has written three novels entitled Disbanded Nation, Kiplagat's Chance, and The Reverend's Apprentice. Disbanded Nation tells the story of a local jazz singer hiding from immigration officials in a flophouse on Vancouver's east side. Othiambo has called this work, in part, an impressionistic sketch of the disparity between Vancouver's west and east side.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back. That was something from Ephraim Manuel Minuk. Album is called High Gospel, and you heard the track called Kaddish for Chestnut. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and right now we're going to hear a jazz set featuring a couple albums that were just put out on the local jazz label called Songlines Records. You can check out more info at songlines.com. And it's something from a couple of Montreal players, a drummer named Tom Gossage, and he's got a new album called In Other Words, and you hear a cut called Inari. And it features mainly him doing the drums, percussions, electronics, and features a couple of guitarists, bassist, and a couple of sax players. Pretty rad stuff. And then after that, you can hear something from a piano and clarinet players from Montreal, I do believe. His name is Benoit Delbecq and Francois Huel. He's got a new album called Because She Hoped, and you can hear a track off of it. It's a French track, and I don't want to totally butcher it. So anyways, it's track number 6. That's what you're going to hear. And you can check out both of these albums at songlines.com. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Tom Gossage, and this track is called Inari. Back. That was some new stuff from Songlines Recordings. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And everyone's doing pretty good on their reading week and enjoying the time off and taking a break from the books, or maybe getting a lot of studying in when you got your free time. Anyways, whatever you do, hope you spend it listening to CITR. So what you're going to hear next is a little bit of a departure from what you've been hearing. You can hear some kind of a louder, heavier set, and you can hear something from Russian Circles. They got a brand new album out, and it's out on Sargent House Records, and it's called Emprose. You can hear a track called, it's kind of hard to pronounce, it's called Shyfall. Anyways, it's a new 6-song album. It's pretty killer. Definitely check it out. I saw these guys a couple of years ago at South by Southwest in, I think, 2007. And this was just like when they put out their second album, or right before they put out their second album, I think. Anyways, so you're just going to hear this track, and then we'll see what we get to after that. I think we have some stuff from Boris coming up, more stuff on Sargent House Records, so stay tuned for plenty of good stuff. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Russian Circles.
20th at the Media Club. Catch Veronica Falls with special guest Bleached. Doors are at 8 with the show starting at 9:30. Tickets are available in advance at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Grove Theater on Granville Street, or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Flying in all the way from England, this indie pop band is on tour to support their self-titled debut release. For more information, search for Timber Productions Concerts on Facebook. Veronica Falls with guest Bleach is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And Pelican with some new stuff off the album called Impros. Here's a track called Shy Fall, and it's out on Sergeant House Recordings. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock. And right now you can hear some stuff from Thrill Jockey Records and kind of a heavier psychish stonerish band called Pontiac. And that's Pontiac with a K. They have a new album called Echo Oh No, which is kind of weird because there's another Thrill Jockey album called No Echo, and that's by Miami. Anyways, from Thrill Jockey, the new album just came out a couple weeks ago, actually, or about a week ago. Anyways, you can hear a track called Stay Out, What a Sight. And then after Pontiac, you can hear something from the new Boris album. It's just called a new album. It's also out on Sergeant House Records. They've I think they've moved on from Southern Lord. They haven't put out anything from them in a little while. Hopefully you're able to catch the show that a couple months ago where they played at the Biltmore. So you're going to hear a track off of that. The track is called Spoon, and this album is way more kind of shoegazy, electronics oriented rather than their older, very heavy, sludgy stuff. So anyways, I hope you enjoy this set. This is something from Pontiac right here on CITR 101.9 FM. stuff from Boris. That was a track off the new album, and you heard a track called Spoon. And definitely check them out if you get the chance to see them live. Put on an awesome show. Fall, they played at the Biltmore, and I do believe they had their baby actually with them. I think they actually toured with their baby, which is pretty cool. Anyways, before that, you heard something from Thrill Jockey Records, the new stuff from Pontiac, and you heard a track called Stay Out, What a Sight, off the Echo Ono album. So we're going to keep going with some more kind of heavier-oriented stuff, and you can hear some older hardcore stuff that I've been listening to quite a bit lately. And you hear something from Discharge, and this is the UK hardcore band that's super influential on tons of different bands. You can hear something off their Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing album, a track called A Hell on Earth. And then after that, something from Doom. Doom is the old UK crust punk band. And you can hear a track called Police Bastard off the Total Doom album, which is I think they got around 37 tracks on this, and it's just a compilation of a ton of 7-inches and EPs and really rare stuff from Doom. And if you haven't heard any of these bands or haven't really checked them out before, definitely check them out. They're absolutely essential hardcore from the 80s to check out. And then we'll see what we get to after that. These songs are pretty short. Most of the Doom songs are usually around a minute or so. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Discharge and Doom.
Some gates in ease, some
Man, that was something from Doom. That was Police Bastard off the Total Doom album. Prior to that was Discharge with Hell on Earth off the See Nothing, Hear Nothing, Say Nothing album. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to leave you this evening with some pretty heavy stuff from a UK stoner band called Conan. And their type of metal is known as Caveman Battle Doom, I guess. Very, very heavy stuff. It's very similar to stuff like Sleep and maybe even Orthodox or Moss. Very, very heavy, very slow-moving stoner metal. They have a pretty awesome EP called Horseback Battle Hammer. I think it's only four songs, but usually they clock in at around like 10 minutes or so. Pick this up if you get a chance. Super, super nice vinyl. You can hear a track called Satsumo. And then keep it locked to CITR. I got plenty of great programming coming up for you. And don't forget to check out canadapostrock.ca for playlists, podcasts, and everything like that. So thanks. I'll be here next week, and I'll be back with some more great music. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Conan.